All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We have a beautiful daf ahead of us today. We're picking up on, today's daf is Samech, and we are picking up on Nun Tes Amud Beis, and actually we got all the way down to the bottom, the two dots. Rabosai, I mentioned yesterday, we ended off with a actual interesting discussion regarding, just very quickly, regarding Shechyanu and Hatova HaMeitiv. So if you remember, again, the Gemara pointed out a very interesting distinction here, that the person makes a bracha of Shechyanu, ultimately, again, on things that relate to him. So if something good happens to me that benefits me and me alone, there's a bracha of Shechyanu. Whereas opposed to something good happens to me that benefits me and benefits others, then halacha l'maisa, one makes the bracha of Hatov v'hamitiv. So I just wanted to point out that this distinction is ultimately, again, is really codified in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Reish Chaf Beis, Sif, Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says very simply, Al Shmuel's Shehin Tovos Lo Levado. If good things, if something good happens to me, I hear about something good that benefits me and me alone, Mevarish Shechyanu. First makes the bracha of Shechyanu. Vim tovos lo ula achirim. But if something is good for me and for others, mevarich hatov v'hameitiv. Then ultimately, again, one makes the bracha of hatov v'hameitiv. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says something very interesting. He quotes a fascinating case. He says, Misha huchrach machmas anios lakachas isha ashira shelo bechefzo. If someone, because of intense poverty, has to marry a rich woman, even though he doesn't want to. Okay, so an interesting case, right? Someone who's so dire, he has to marry a rich woman, even though he does not want her. Listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mevarech hatov v'hameitiv, v'dayon ha'emes. So the Magen Avram says, actually quite amazing, he says, hatov v'hameitiv, because at the end of the day, again, remember, this marriage is good for him, because he has money. The marriage is good for her because in Meretz Hashem now she's going to have companionship. But because Mamish, he does not want it, he makes the bracha of Dayan HaMS as well. Quite interesting. So just remember, this, leaving aside, what we're not discussing in this context, of course, is the bracha regarding the Hatov HaMeitiv that's made on wine. So remember again, Hatov HaMeitiv on wine, which we discussed in passing yesterday, which is made when one drinks a wine of higher quality. So the way this plays out often for us is if one is drinking white wine, and then one brings red wine to the table, one does not require another bracha of hagafen, but halacha l'maisa, one would make a hatov v'hameitiv under that context. With that, let's go back there. So remember again, the Mishnah says if a person builds a new home, or a person goes ahead and purchases new utensils, so what is the halacha? So again, the Mishnah said that one recites Shechyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'azman hazeh. So says the Gemara, Amrav Hunavoshon elo she'in lo kiyotze b'ayim. So Rav says, this is actually very interesting. So Rav Huna says, that's only true if a person doesn't have something like this already. Aval yesh lo kiyotze b'ayim. But if somebody already possesses, let's say a home or a utensil, something similar to what he just acquired, ain't tzarech levarech. So we'll see what this sounds like is happening over here is as follows. That Rav Huna is saying is as follows. That Allah Almighty said, let's say I inherited an article of clothing. So I have an article of clothing, and then I happen to purchase something similar. The halacha is, under those circumstances, one would not recite the Shechyanu, since one already has a similar item. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu yesh lo kiyotze b'ayin tzarech levarech. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you purchase something, right, even if you have something that is very similar, you still recite the bracha of Shechyanu, top of Samech. Michlal dechikana, dechikana divrei akol in tzarech levarech. So most of what can I infer from this is that if a person, let's say, purchased an article of clothing, and then he purchases a similar type of article of clothing, then Allah Almighty, everyone would agree that he does not make a bracha under those circumstances. V'ikadamri, others explain, Amrav Huna, lo shana ala shalo kana v'chazer v'kana. We're only talking about a case where you didn't purchase and then repurchase a similar item. Aval kana v'chazer v'kana. But if you purchased, and you went ahead and you subsequently purchased a similar item, ain't tzarech levarech, you don't have to make a Shechyanu under those circumstances. Why? Because halacha lemaisa, it's not something really dramatically new. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu kana, dechazer v'kana tzarech levarech. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds that even if you purchased an item, and then made a second purchase of a similar item, you still make a Shechyanu even on the second item. Michlal, So we can infer from this that if a person already has, I'm about to say, lashon of already has means, let's say, I inherited something previously. If a person already has something, if I already had something, let's say I had initially inherited something, and then I went ahead and subsequently bought a similar item, that Allah should make a shachiano under those circumstances. So we'll say, so fundamental machlokes about what circumstances, again, if one already possesses something, so under what circumstances would one make a second shachiano, or I should say a shachiano, if one were to purchase a similar type of item. Meisvei, bona bayis chadash, Mishnah Gemara is the kasha, if a person builds a new home, and he doesn't have a similar type of home, or kana kelim chadashim ve'in lo kiyotze bohem, or I purchased new utensils, but at the end of the day, I don't have anything similar. What's the halacha? Tzarich levarich. A person has to go ahead and make a bracha. But if halacha lemaisi, you have something similar to this already. But if you already have something similar, even if you now purchased something new, halacha lemaisi, you don't have to make another shachiyano according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says no. So what's Rabbi Huda's position is that no matter what, whether you have something new, whether you have something similar or don't have something similar, if you purchase something new, the halacha is you make a shechiyano. So it says the Gemara, Bishlama Lavishna Kama Rafun Krab Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Krab Yehuda. So according to the first version, it makes sense. Rav Huna will hold the Krab Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan will hold the Krab Yehuda. Ela Lavishna Basra. But according to the second version, Bishlama Rav Huna Krab Yehuda, Rabbi Huna will hold the Krab Yehuda. Ela Rabbi Yochanan the Amr Kiman. But who will Rabbi Yochanan hold like? Lo Krab Meir, but Lo Krab Yehuda. Apparently, in about say Rabbi Yochanan's position doesn't really align with Rabbi Meir, nor does it align with Rabbi Yehuda. On the Rabbi Yochanan will say, "Hu adin to the Rabbi Yehuda, kana bechazer vekana nami tzarach levar." The truth is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person owned a particular item and then what, and then went ahead and purchased a similar type of item, the halacha is you have to go ahead and make another bracha. The Gemara says, "V'had the kamiflagi b'yeshlo v'kana." But that which we raised the machlokes or highlighted the machlokes in a case of where a person bought an article of clothing and then bought a similar article of clothing, lo di acha koch od Rab Meir. That comes to teach us the koach of Rab Meir's position. Da'afilu kana v'yeshlo. That even if a person bought something and then bought something and he has something already similar, ein tzarich levarich. He does not need to make another bracha. The chol shekin kana bechazar v'kana dein tzarich levarich. And all the more, Rabbi Meir will say that in the case where he had acquired something, he had bought something, and then bought another similar item, he still does not have to make a shachianu. I v'lif legu bechana bechazar v'kana dein tzarich levarich. But why don't you go ahead and instead highlight the machlokes in a case of where a person purchased an article of clothing or an item, and then they repurchased another item, similar item, that they don't have to make a bracha, and to highlight the position ultimately of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you do have to make a second shachiyano, to which the Gemara says koach de'atera adif. Ultimately, again, because it was like koach de'atera. Now the power of heter is stronger. I will say in this context, the power of heter dafka refers to Rabbi Meir's position, who says that you do not have to make another bracha. That's the koach de hetera, right? Rabbi Meir permits you not to make another bracha. So I will say, so bottom line, what we are left with over here is a fundamental machlokes regarding when does one recite shechianu. So essentially, there are two versions of the machlokes. Version number one is that Rabbi say in version number one, a person owns something without purchasing it. How do you own something without purchasing it? The simple answer is, Rashi says, Yerusha, I inherited something, so I already possess an item, then I purchase a like item. Am I chayiv to make a shechiyano under those circumstances? Machlokes. The second version of the machlokes is two purchases. I purchase an item, and then I purchase a second item, a similar item. Am I obligated to make a shechiyano on that second purchase or not? So I'll say what the root of the machlokes is, essentially, is if you already possess an item and then acquire a like item, do you make a shechiyano on that second acquisition or not? So I'll say, so this is the machlokes. So how do we paskin? So in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows. Reish Chaf Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, Bana bayis chadash, al kana kelim chadashim, afilu hayu lo ki yotze ba'ilu tchila, al kana v'chazer v'kana, mevarich al kopam shechiyanu. So we'll say, so the halach, the way we pass an halach ala maisa is, it makes no difference if you own a like item or not. At the end of the day, if you purchase or acquire something new, halach ala maisa, you recite shechiyanu on that. V'lav davka chadashim, and I will say, by the way, it doesn't even have to be something that's new. In other words, if you acquire something that is gently used or harshly used, right, or older, you acquire it. So I will say the halacha is you make a shechiyanu as well. So you do hu adin li yeshinim im hu chadashim lo shelo hayu lo me'olam. So I will say there's only one exclusion to this. V'lo amru chadashim ela la'afuke im machran v'chazer k'nanu. So I will say, interestingly enough, the one exclusion to this would be if you own something, sold it, and then repurchased it. Under those circumstances, you would not recite a shechiyanu. So I'll say, halacha lemaisa, whether you acquire something through purchasing it, or whether you acquire something through Yerusha, even if you own like items, if it's new to you, and even if you have similar items, halacha lemaisa, you recite the shechiyanu. Beautiful. But I'll say, let's go back. It says, digimara, mevarich al aras. Remember again, the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah was Mevarich al Hara'a, Mevarich Abusuros Ros, right? Abusuros Ros. You even make a bracha ultimately again on negative tidings. So it says the Gemara Mevarich al Hara'a. So it says, Hechi Dami, what's the case of Mevarich al Hara'a? Kigon de Shakel Bitka Are. Afagab Tabi Lidide, Demaska Are Sirton, Vishivcha, Hashtami Hara'i. So what's an example would be, let's say the dam bursts and your field is flooded. Even though the flooding of your field will ultimately be something good. Because also apparently when your field is flooded, so the sediment which settles on the field will ultimately again act as fertilizer and enhance your future crop. But right now your crop was destroyed. So this is an example of being Mevarech al Hara. Even though again, that which is bad now will ultimately be good, nevertheless a person makes a bracha of Diana MS on the negative tidings right now. Va'al hatova. Similarly, again, one makes a bracha on good things. Remember, again, this is all in the Mishnah. Varech al hara me'in al hatova, va'al hatova me'in al hara. So we'll say, so what the Gemara is picking up over on is this lashon is very interesting. You make a bracha on the ra'a that is me'in hatova, that is a derivative of the good. And on the good, that is a derivative on the bad. So on the bad, that's a derivative of the good. That's this example. The dam bursts. My crop this year is destroyed. It'll ultimately be good because I'm going to have a highly fertilized field. But lamaisa, right now it's bad. I still make a bracha on that. Ala tova. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Kigon da ashkach metzia. So we'll say the case would be, let's say I find $100. I find the lost object. Afagab dirahi ledide dahavishame be malka shakilimine hashtamia tavihi. So what could happen? So there's something bad that could happen. The monarchy could hear about the fact that I went ahead and found something, and I should have given it to the king, but I didn't. So I may get punished by the monarchy. But right now, lemaisa, it's good that I found something. Haise ishto mu'uberes. So listen to this. If a man's wife is pregnant and he says Yiratzon Shabirul Hashem that my wife should give birth to a boy, Hareze Tfilas Shav. Ultimately, again, this is a prayer in vain. This is a prayer in vain. So the Gemara says, actually quite interesting. Valomahari Rachmi, is that true? That ultimately, again, davening for the gender of your child, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene, and to, for a particular gender, that bracha doesn't, that tefillah doesn't work. So Valomahari Rachmi, Master Yosef, what's an incredible Gemara? Va'achar Yaldabas, Vatikra Shma Dina. Afterwards, Leah Imenu gave birth to a girl, and she called her Dina. The Gemara says, my va'achar, what does it mean, and afterwards she gave birth? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, La'acha Shadona Leia Dina Ba'atzma. After Dina judged herself, and she said, Va'amra, Yudbeis Shvatim Asidin Lotzeis Miyakov. They all knew that Yaakovin was going to have 12 children, 12 Shvatim. So what happened? She Shayatzmi many. Varba Min Ashvachas. So remember again, Leia Imenu was pregnant already. And at this point in time, she has already had 6 sons. So she says, 6 boys have already come from me. Between the 2 maidservants, each of them already have 2 children, right? So there are already 10 sons who have been born. So Hare Asara, already 10 sons. Imze Zachar Lotei Achosi Rachel Ka'achas Hashvachas. So they says, if now I'm pregnant with my seventh child, if I give birth to a boy, then what? Then my sister Leah doesn't even have the standing of a maidservant, right? She's going to have less children than the maidservants. Miyad nepcha lebas. A miracle occurred, and although Leah Imenu was in fact pregnant with a boy, the child transformed into a girl. Shneamar batikra eshma Dina. Right? She called her name Dina. So we'll say the name Dina comes from Din. Leah judged herself. She judged herself, right? And at the end of the day, the child switched, right? And miraculously, the gender of the child switched, and ultimately, again, she became a girl. So the Gemara says, Moses, so what do you see from here? What do you see from this story? You see from the story that tefillah does work to go ahead, and you could dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gender of the child, to which the Gemara says, no. Ein maskir in my sinisim. Okay, this is Leah Imenu, right? This is a different parasha. Don't bring miraculous events as a raya for normative day-to-day life. The same. Another possibility is Maisa Dalea Besochar Baim Yom Haba. Oh, what's the other possibility is that this story took place within the first 40 days of pregnancy, and in fact, within the first 40 days of pregnancy, as we're going to see, Halacha LaMaisa, one can daven for the gender of a child. Kidisanyo Shlosh Yamim Harishonim. In the first 3 days after conception, Yivakish Adam Rachamim Shelo Yasuyach. So a person could daven that the semen not become putrid. Right? A person, really what it's saying is, for the first 3 days after relations, a person davens that they become pregnant. Mishlosha va'adar boim, from 3 days until 40 days, Yivakish Rachamim Shehei Zachar. For the first, from day 3 until day 40, you could daven for gender. You could daven for gender. You could daven ultimately again that the child should be a boy. Or a girl. You could daven for whatever you want. But the idea is in the first 40 days, you could daven for gender. So mi arboim vaad shlosha chadash, from 40 days until 3 months, yivaki shrakamim shlo yehi sandal. Literally translated, it means that ultimately, again, a person should daven that the fetus should not become deformed. Shlei sandal means it shouldn't be crushed like a sandal. Mishosha chadashim vachisha, from 3 months until 6 months, yivake shrachim shlo yehe nefel. Person should daven, should ask for compassion that there shouldn't be a miscarriage. Mishisha vaatisha, from 6 months until 9 months, mivake shrachim sheyetze b'shalom. You should daven ultimately again for a healthy delivery. So we'll say, so what do you see? You see from here that within the first 40 days, ultimately again, you are permitted to daven for the gender of the child. So we'll say, this by the way is part of the larger motif of the first 40 days in general, where in the eyes of halacha, in the first 40 days, the pregnancy is considered what we call maya ba'alma, it's water. It's water. So that actually translates into a lot of fascinating halachic realities, and even in terms of chas v'shalom, the need to terminate the pregnancy, a variety of things like that. So the idea over here, the Gemara is saying, is when is it a tefilas shav to daven for the gender of the child? After 40 days. But within 40 days, one is permitted to do so. So the Gemara says, Umi mahani rachami, but ultimately, again, but still, does davening help to determine the gender of the child? From Rabbi Yitzchak b'Yid Rabbi Ami. But Rabbi Yitzchak sinin Rabbi Ami, ish mazuya t'chila yoledes nekeva. If the man emits zera, emits seed first, he has a girl. Isha mazra as t'chila yoledes zachar. If the woman emits seed first, then they have a boy. Shene emar, isha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar. So we'll say, this seems to make it sound like that the gender of the child is already determined at the time of relations. So why would tefillah ultimately have an impact over here? Hacham asking on what's the case? Kigon shezriyo shneim bevasachos. So they both emitted seed at the same time. Therefore, in that case, again, gender is still left open. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you could daven for gender within the first 40 days. So therefore, I will say, when the Mishnah says over here that if a person davens, right, yihiratzon shetelet ishti zachar, my wife should have a boy, and that is a tefillah, Mishnah, that's a tefillah shav, that's a prayer in vain. That's talking about a prayer that is uttered after 40 days. But enoch nam within 40 days of the pregnancy, first 40 days of the pregnancy, so a person is permitted to daven for the gender of their child. Haya baba derech. So we'll say the next case of the Mishnah was, if a person is traveling, they come into the city. And what happens? Shama kol tzavcha ba'ir. I hear screaming in the city. Vomer yirazo shlo tehei besoch besi. And a person davens and they say, the screaming shouldn't come from my home. This is a tefillas shav. right? This is a prayer in vain. Why is it? Rabbi says, it's important to understand. What the Gemara is struggling with over here is, on one hand, we believe the power of prayer has the ability to affect dramatic change. That's the power of prayer. On the flip side, we also know that the world works in accordance with a certain level of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed a certain natural order to the world. And barring like supernatural intervention, that's the order that plays out. So what Chazal are trying to sensitize us to is, yes, prayer could accomplish anything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of teva. The Shor created a world of natural circumstances. So for example, you walk into the city and you hear screaming coming from the city. To say a tila, I hope that screaming is not coming from my house, that's a nonsensical prayer. Why? Because whatever happened, happened. So there is this incredible, like, is this incredible idea that on one hand you have to embrace the teva, the natural order of the world, and recognize that things progress in a certain way. But at the same time, there is this window for dynamic, divine, supernatural intervention as well. But again, there is that point of kind of like no return, where something has already happened. Once it's happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't undo it. So if somebody's yelling in the city, whoever it is, it is. And my tefillah is not going to change that metzius. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana Maisa b'Hillel HaZak Yishai Baba Darech. One time HaHillel HaZak was traveling on the road. V'shama kol tzavcha b'ayir. And he heard crying out. He heard screaming in the city. Amar muftach ani she'in zeh b'soch b'esi. He says, I'm positive this is not coming from my home. And Rabbi said, now if you notice over here, so Hillel's not what? He's not saying, please Hashem, don't let this come from. He's saying something different. He's saying, I know this isn't coming from my house. So the Gemara says, incredible. About Lava Kasav Omer, and about such a person, the Pasuk says, Mishmua ra'a lo yira, nachon libo batuach v'Hashem. From bad tidings he will not fear, because his heart is steadfast in trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi said, this by the way is an incredible Gemara. Hillel was espousing a life confidence that things are good. Things are good. Right? It's not coming from my house. Yeah, Andy knows what I'm saying. This wasn't like Nevuah. This was Hillel living life with a state of confidence. I believe my life is good. My situation is good. My circumstances are good. And I go through life with that state of life confidence. So once I see this, you know, there are some people who are always ready for the shoe to drop, who are always ready for the sky to fall. There are people like that. And a lot of times it's because they've had difficult life circumstances. And then there are other people who just go through life with an incredible sense of hope, optimism, and just, yeah, a sense of hope and optimism. Things are good. Hillel was one of those optimism people. It's not coming from my home. You know, Rahman al-Sana, I'll daven that it should be okay, but I'm confident this is not coming from my home. Some Rava, So Rava said, that pasuk we just quoted from Tehillim can be darshaned from beginning to end and from end to beginning. How so? So the Gemara says, how do you dash it from the beginning to end? Mishmua ra'a lo yira, person doesn't have to fear from negative tidings. Matam nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. Why? Because ultimately his heart trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can also dash in the pasuk backwards. Miseif al-reisha, madrash, nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. Mishmua ra'a lo yira. There will say, if a person has a heart that is confident in God, he need not fear ultimately about negative tidings. The Rebbe says, if you think about this Gemara, it's so incredible. If I truly believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that arms me with a sense of hope and optimism that things are going to be okay. Rebbe says, isn't the most important mindset in life to believe that things are going to be okay? Things aren't always okay, right? Presently, they're not always okay. But what the Pasuk is saying is that when a person has a heart which believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I live my life with one principle, which is, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Even if it's not okay right now, and even if it's not going to be okay, even for the foreseeable future, at some point in time, it will be okay. Haboteach. Right, as the Gemara says, Mishmua ra'a lo yira nachol libo batuach b'Hashem. That's how the Gemara is darshaning it backwards. Libo batuach b'Hashem, if you have a heart that trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Mishmua ra'a lo yira. It's going to be okay. Incredible. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Hulta mido havid avichazel basreid Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. B'shuka, there was a particular Talmud who was walking with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi in the Shuk. So the Gemara says, in Sion, Chazi had become afchid. So what Rabbi Shmuel saw that the student was fearful. Amr lei chata'at. He said to the Rabbi Shmuel, says the student, you're a sinner. You're a sinner. How do I know that? Tichsiv. Only sinners have to be fearful. In other words, we'll say if a person ultimately again is good with God, and a person puts his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has nothing to fear. If a person lives his life with fear, it usually means that he's engaged in sinful activity. So the student says, Barebi, Vaksiv Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. Aye, but the Pasuk in Tehillim says, praiseworthy is the person who's always fearful. Armalei Ahubet Devei Torah Ksiv. That Pasuk of Ose is talking about Torah. Ashri Adam Afache Tamin means praiseworthy is the person who is always fearful about forgetting his Torah. Because if you're fearful about forgetting your Torah, what do you do? You chazer, right? You go ahead and you review. That's good fear. But General Bosai, people who are fearful of life, Rabbi Shmuel says, fear in life comes from spiritual insecurity. If you're spiritually insecure, and spiritual insecurity stems from knowing that I'm engaged in sinful behavior. So spiritual insecurity breeds life insecurity. But spiritual security, a person who knows that he's good with God, going back to what he said before, yields a sense of confidence in life. So incredible. So the Gemara says, so Yehuda Bar Nasan was once walking with Rav Hamnuna. Asnach. So ultimately, again, he sighed. Amar lei, Yisurin boy. He says, tell me you're sighing. Do you want suffering to come upon you? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Yisuri bayo garvelas nuya nafshei d'chsiv, ki pachad pachda, v'yesani, v'asheya garti yavoli. So we'll say, so again, the idea is that when a person is sighing, he's highlighting the fact that life is difficult. If you're saying life is difficult, you're inviting more trouble upon yourself. I v'hok siv ashe adam afachi tamid. I bet he responded, isn't it good to be fearful in life? Ashe adam afachi tamid, ha'hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Well, that's what we said before. It's good to be fearful that you're going to forget your Torah. Because if you're fearful you're going to forget your Torah, that spurs you ultimately again to chazer. But a person should live life with confidence. We'll say, how do you find confidence in life? Confidence comes from a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes about if I know that spiritually I'm holding in a good place. If you're spiritually in a good place, that gives you a good relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu yields life confidence. And life confidence allows you to walk around without fear. Or I should say, and the only type of fear you'll ever have is the good fear. The fear of potentially forgetting your Torah, which ultimately is the catalyst to your chazara. Incredible. Hanichnas lekrach. So we'll say a person comes into the city, they should say a tefillah. So Tana Rabbanan b'chnisasu ma'omer, what tefillah does one say when one enters into the city? Omer, yiratzim ofanecha Hashem Elokai, shetachnisin lekrach zel shalom. Right? Ultimately, again, Kadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to enter this city, the shalom. Nichnas, when a person enters into the city, Omer, moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, shechnisani lekrach zel shalom. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for allowing me to enter this city in a state of peace. B'keish latz, he says, I'm not going to leave the city. Another tefillah. Please, Hashem, take me out of this city in peace. Yotza, if he leaves the city in peace, Omer, thank you, Hashem, for taking me out of this city in peace. And the same you took me out of the city in peace, guide my journey in peace, support me in peace, allow my steps to be in peace, and save me from any danger in the road. So when do you have to recite this tefillah when you enter into the city? Only in a city where they execute people without a trial. Aval bekrach, therefore there's danger in entering into the city. Aval bekrach shadana bahargin bo, less than bo, but if you're entering into the city where they have a judicial system, so they don't execute without a trial, you don't have to say the tefillah when you enter in. Ikadami, other same, ra maslach, ilu bekrach shadana bahargin bo. Even in a city where they give you a trial before they kill you, zimnin dolom esramele inish de yalef leizchusa. Sometimes you'll be accused of something, and you won't have someone to defend you. So we'll say, so the idea is, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskes, the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say this tefillah. I should say we say this tefillah, but for us, this is kind of embedded in tefillah sadarach. Right? So again, they used to say different forms of tefillas haderech. There was a tefillas haderech when you started out on a journey, and then again, there were tefillas, as we saw, when you're about to enter into a city, leave the city. But again, we essentially kind of roll all of this into a general tefillas haderech. Bossy, an incredible gemara. Tara Abano, get ready for this. Hanichnas labeis hamerchatz. If one goes into the bathhouse, Omer yiratzim alfanech Hashem Elokai, shetatzileini mizeh. Kavish Baruch Hu, save me from the bathhouse umikiyotzebo and anything like this. Va'al ye'ara b'davar kalkala va'oz. Don't let anything bad happen to me, and if something bad happens to me, let my death be an atonement for my sins. This is before you're going to take a bath. Right? Before you're going to the bath, I suppose you'll see why in just a moment. A person should not say a thing like this, namely this last part, that let my death be an atonement for me, for my sins. The lo liftach pume l'satan. Don't open your mouth to Satan. I'm supposed to say, now, what this means is a person does not invite misfortune upon themselves. Right? This idea being that a person does not go ahead and speak about all the terrible things that could happen. The Gemara says, The Olam al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan. A person should not open his mouth to the Satan. Don't invite misfortune upon yourself. Amar Av Yosef. So this says, Rabbi say, where does this come from? Maikra Dichsev Kimat Kistom Hayinu La'amora Daminu. The Pasek ultimately, Yishayo, Klal Yisrael says we've become like Zdom and like Amora. Maya Hadrul Hu Navi. And what does Navi respond to Klal Yisrael? Shimu Devar Hashem Kitzine Zdom. So Klal Yisrael laments their descent that they've become like Zdom and Amora. And when the Navi responds to them, he says, "Listen to me, you noblemen of Zdom and Amora." Supposed to say the idea being is they invited this negativity upon themselves, and therefore it stuck. So just so you understand, although there is an esoteric side to a tiftach pe'la satan, right? But on a very pashat level, what it also means, it goes back to some of the motifs you saw by dreams. A lot of times, the way we speak about ourselves and the way we speak about life becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If at the end of the day, you know, a person lives life waiting for the other shoe to drop, What happens? The other shoe drops. That's the light. Let's say so much of life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so much of life is all about the way you look at life and the way you look at yourself. So if you're the kind of person that is just waiting for the next misfortune to occur, misfortune will find you. Zohi achayim. That is the way life works. Al tiftach pe'la satan means, yes, I was saying, any given moment, a million different things could go wrong. That's the reality of life. But a person who always talks about that kind of stuff simply invites misfortune upon themselves because it changes their outlook upon life. Al tiftach pe'la satan means live life with a positive outlook. Live life with a positive disposition. Bad stuff happens, sure, it happens all of the time. But that goes back to the Tibbo said, this is a progression in the limud. Even if bad stuff happens, nevertheless, what? Believe that what? Everything is going to be good. Because God is with you. Put your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be in a good spiritual state, and that'll give you a sense of life confidence. The Gemara goes weiter. Pretty incredible. So the Gemara says, "Ki nafek." When you go out of the bathhouse, my Omer, what do you say? Omer avacha moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai sheitzaltani min ha'ar. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me from the fire. Saving me from the fire. Well, so that's the bracha you make when you leave the bathhouse. Now watch this. So Rabbi Avo all lebe bunny. Rabbi Avo was in the bathhouse. Afchis be bunny mituse. The floor of the bathhouse gave way. Right, the floor of the bathhouse gave way. Israchel shenisa kam ala muda. A miracle occurred. And he was able to, he was remained standing on a pillar. Shaziv Meya Vichad Gari Bechad Avrei. And he was able to hold on to 100 people with one hand. In other words, both say, just so you understand how their bathhouses were constructed. There were floors, and underneath the floors was a fire. That's how they heated the bathhouse. So ultimately, again, that's why when they went into the bathhouse, there was a certain element of sakana. They would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me from the bathhouse. And when they came out, they would say, thank you. The Gemara tells this story. So miraculously, the floor gave way, and Rabbi Acha ultimately was standing on a pillar, and again, was able to hold on to a whole bunch of people, prevent them from falling to their deaths. So the Gemara says, Amri hainid rabacha, dam rabacha, nichnas lahakiz dam, omri ratzim ofanach Hashem Elokai, she'isek ze lirifua, vatir pa'ini, kikel rofe ne'amon ato, urifuascha emes, lefi she'in darkon shal b'nei adam l'rapos elishinagu. Suppose they see Ravacha, when he would go ahead and do bloodletting, he would say this whole tefillah, Shabiyu ala kadosh baruch hu, that this should give me a refuah and I should be healed, for you are the true healer. Really, people shouldn't dabble in refuah, right? That's the tefillah. Really, people shouldn't heal because people don't know how to heal. Only you know how to heal. Elishenagu. But mankind has become accustomed to engage in healing. Amr Abayi Loleme in a shaking journal, don't say this. The tiny rabbi, the tiny rabbi Bishma, Verapo Yirape, Mikash Nitno Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. It will say the pasuk Verapo Yirape, which tells us that what? We do have a license to heal. Right? Man should engage in healing because the Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us the directive to do so. Ki koi my omer. Rabbi said, when you finish bloodletting, and now you're going to leave, so what's the tefillah? Amr Avacha, Baruch Rofe Chinom. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and heals for free. This is interesting. Why is that the bracha? Because generally, you paid for bloodletting. Right? So it's interesting. After you pay the bloodletter, you come out, and what do you recognize? You know, mankind heals, and when he heals, he charges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals, and it's often a more comprehensive healing. And what does he charge? Absolutely not. Not even a copay. Not even a copay. I'll say, Amud Beis, Samich Amud Beis, says the Gemara, HaNichnas Lebeis HaKisei. We'll say, listen to this. Person goes into the bathroom. Omer, hiskabdu mechubadim kiddush. We'll say, now this Gemara operates under the assumption, that a person is always escorted by two malachim. A person is always escorted by two angels. Therefore, what happens? The person comes to the bathroom. So essentially what he tells the angels is, why don't you guys wait out here? Right, you wait out here. I'll catch up with you in just a moment. Hiskabdu mechubadim kiddushim. Literally, again, be honored, holy ones. Mishar se elyon. Do me a favor, wait here for me until I go in and take care of my will. Right? And then I'll come back out to you. Amr Abaye says, no. Don't tell the angels to leave you. Why? Because ultimately, again, perhaps if you tell the angels to leave you, what will happen? They won't come back. Now I will say, so this is aside from the issue of shaydim in general, as we saw again in the Beis HaKisei. So Abaye says, isn't this incredible? Don't tell the malachim to leave because maybe they won't come back. Don't say hard for me many. Don't say leave me until I come back. So maybe they won't come back. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Ella Lema, this is what you should say. Shemuni, Shemuni, Izruni, Izruni, Samchuni, Samchuni. Right? Literally, watch over me, help me, support me. Hamtinu. Next, you will say, if you learn this in this version, in the first version, I tell the malachim what? Harfu mimeni. Harfu mimeni means leave me. In this version, I don't say leave me. What do I say? Wait for me. Ad shekhanis ve'etze. So wait for me until I go into the bathroom and come out. Shekein darka unshal b'nei adam. Because we man, unlike you angels, are physical and frail. And as such, we must take care of our bodily needs. Please wait for me until I'm finished and I'll come back out to you. Ki nafik. When you come out of the bathroom, what do you see? Rabbi says, isn't this incredible? Omer, Baruch Hashem Yatzar HaSa'adam V'Chachma. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created man with wisdom. Ubaravo Nikavim Nikavim, Nichalulim Chalulim. You have created us with opening and orifices. Galui V'Yadu L'Fnei Kisek V'Odecha. It is known before your great throne. Shem Yipaseach Echad Mehem. O Yisaseim Echad Mehem. Efshar La'amod L'Fanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that if one of the openings is closed, or if one of the closing, or one of the or something that's closed is open, we can't stand before you at all. My chasin. So Rabbi says, how do we conclude the bracha? Amar Rav, rofei cholim. Rav says we conclude the bracha by saying healer of the sick. Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says, kashavinu abba lekuli alma ketziri. So Rabbi says, so Rav said rofei cholim. Shmuel says, but one second, you've made everyone into a cholim now, right? You're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are sick, right? Rofei cholim. So about me. So is everybody sick? Ella. Rofei kol basar. Rather, what you should say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the healer of all flesh. Rav Sheshi Samar, mafli lasos. You should end, ultimately, again, the bracha by saying, mafli lasos, you do incredible things. Amar HaPapa, HaPapa says, you're both right. Therefore, nemerna l'tavayu, rofei kol basar u mafli lasos. Ultimately, again, you should end the bracha with both of these suffixes. You are the healer of all flesh and do wondrous things. Shabbos say, isn't it incredible that with a couple of differences, this is the same Asher Yatzar we see. Shabbos say, more than 2,000 years later, we are saying the same exact brachas. And the bracha that we say, Shabbos say, but what's incredible is when you see the effort that went into this. Rofei kol basar, rofei cholim, mafli lasos. And we'll just say, You know, this is Asher Yatzar is one of those brachas that unfortunately often gets said just kind of like in passing. And I think, you know, what there has to be a takeaway from every Gemara. I will say, all of us know, because we know if the body's not working well, specifically in this area, it's Yisurin. It's mamish, suffering, she'in kamo. And sometimes to recognize the gadlus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to go into the bathroom, take care of our bodily needs, and be able to be healthy people, it's mamish nisim v'niflos. You see again how Chazal put the time into formulating the bracha. It's a nis, and it's a nis no less than Kriyas Yamsuf. To try to work on ourselves to take a little bit more time to say the bracha, even with just a bit more kavana, to recognize the mafli lasos, the pela, that happens every time you use the bathroom. Hanichnas lishon amitaso. What does a person say when he goes to sleep? Omer, mishma Yisrael ad vayayim shama. So we'll say, kriya shma amita now. So what do you say? First paragraph of Shema. Now listen, I want to point out something very interesting. Remember, technically speaking, Kriya Shema Lamita is only the first paragraph of Shema, from Shema through V'Ahavta. So sometimes, like many of us, if we're davening Ma'ariv before Tseis, if we're davening Ma'ariv ultimately before nightfall, you have to repeat the three parashos of Kriya Shema after nightfall. Technically speaking, you could do that when you recite Kriya Shema Alamita. So, but then you would be saying all three paragraphs of Shema's Kriya Shema, and that's absolutely fine. Again, when it says from Shema Vayam Shema, this is assuming I've already taken care of my nighttime obligation for Shema, and therefore all I have to do is Kriya Shema Alamita. So Kriya Shema Alamita itself is only Shema and V'Ahavta. Here we go. So Umar says, so Omer Mishma Yisra Ad Vayam Shema V'Omer Baruch HaMapel Chevle Shina Alinai Usnuma Alaf Abay. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who bring, literally again, the burdens of sleep on my eyes and slumber on my eyelids. O me'ir li yishon basayin, and you illuminate the pupils. Yiratzim lofanech Hashem alokai, shetashkivim v'shalom, allow me to sleep in peace. V'sein chelki b'sora secha, give me my portion in Torah. V'sagileni lidei mitzvah, let me become regular in the performance of mitzvos. V'al sagileni lidei avera, and do not allow me to become regular, a habitual offender, in the performance of Averus. Ve'al tivi'ini lidei chet, do not bring me to sin. Ve'lo lidei avono, not to the hands of iniquity. Ve'lo lidei nisayon, don't allow me to be tested. Ve'lo lidei bizayon, don't allow me to be embarrassed. Ve'yishlot bi yetzer tov, allow the yetzer tov to take hold of me. Ve'ayishlot bi yetzer hara, and don't allow the yetzer hara to take hold of me. Ve'tatzi mi pegara, save me from bad people, bad encounters. Me'chaloim ra'im, sickness. Ve'al yiv haluni chalomos ra'im, don't let me have bad dreams. Be'er hurin ra'im, bad thoughts. U'tehei mitasi shalem alefanacha, and allow my family, allow my children to be complete before you. Ve'ha'er inai peni shan hamaves, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMe'ir LiOlam Kulo B'Chvodo. And I will say again, similarly with some modifications, our bracha contemporary is a bit different, but with some modifications, this is the bracha of HaMapil. And I will say, isn't it dramatically amazing that the Jew always davens for growth? Isn't it incredible? I always daven for growth in Torah, growth in mitzvot, growth in... I'm about to go to sleep. I'm mamish about to go to sleep. And what am I asking for? Growth in my Torah, growth in my mitzvahs, yetzer atov, no yetzer hara. Incredible. Even when I'm sleeping, I have aspirations ultimately for greatness. Ki mitar, when you get up, so what do you say? Omer Elokein neshamash nesatabi tohorihi. You get up and you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama that you gave back to me is pure. Yetzar tabi, Ata nefachta bi, ve'ata mishamra bikirbi. You created it in me, you breathed life into it, and ultimately you guard it inside of me. Ve'ata osid litlami menu lachzir ve'lasid lavo. And one day you're going to take it from me, that's a reference to death, and you will give it back to me in the Messianic era, Tchiyas HaMesim. Kozman shan neshama bikirbi, but as long as my soul is inside of me, ma'odani lefanach hashon lo kevel okei avosai. I give thanks to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God and the God of my fathers. Ribon kol ha'olamim, Adon kol ha'neshamos, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachazir Nishamos Lifkarim Mesim. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who literally returns the soul to corpses. You return the soul to corpses. So we'll say the bracha of Elokai Neshama. Now we'll say, now you have to understand the context of the Gemara. So the Gemara understands all of these brachos, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaShachar, were instituted as situational brachos. Something would happen in the morning, and you would recite the bracha as a response to the situation. So we'll say, so Elokai Neshama, we have it codified as part of Birchas HaTorah. But originally Elokai Neshama was the bracha you made upon arising in the morning. You got your soul back Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahorehi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me my soul back. Not only did you give me my soul back, right? You washed it, you cleansed it, you purified it. That's a reactionary bracha. Similarly, kishama kol tarnagol. When you heard the rooster crow in the morning, lema baruch asher nasal nasech vivina lavchim yom veinayla. You recite the bracha. Thank you, Hashem, for giving the sechvi. Nevo sein here, Rashi points out over here that sechvi is rooster. Is rooster. Tosas also points out over here, Behuad din afilu kilo shama. Tosas says that the truth is, even if he didn't hear the rooster, you still say the bracha. You still say the bracha. Why? Because we'll say sechvi in Aramaic also means intellect. You have given the intellect the ability to discern between light and darkness. If you hear the rooster, fantastic. But even if you don't, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you an intellect that could discern between light and darkness. Shabbos said, what does it mean to discern between light and darkness? Light and darkness also is ultimately the ultimate metaphor for good and evil. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher nasan l'sech vivina, you have given the intellect the wisdom, l'havchin ben yom ben laila. Just like I could tell the difference between light and darkness day and night, I could also tell the difference between right and wrong. I don't always choose to do so, but lemaisa, I have that capacity to do so. The Gemara goes weiter. When you open your eyes, lema baruch pokeach ivrim. Thank Hashem for the right for giving sight to the blind. Kitaritz v'yasi, when you sit up, lema baruch matir asurim. Thank you, Hashem, ultimately again for freeing those who are taken captive. The ability to move my body, right? When I was sleeping, I was immobile. Now that I sit up, thank you, Hashem, for giving me movement. Kilavish, when you get dressed, Leima baruch malbish arumim. Thank you, Hashem, for clothing the naked. Ki zakif, when you stand up. Leima baruch, when you stand up. Ki baruch zokif kifufim. Thank you, Hashem, for straightening those who are bent. Ki nochis la'ara, when you place your feet on the ground. Leima baruch roka aras al hamayim. Thank you, Hashem, for solidifying the earth on the water. Remember again, originally the earth was all water. Thank you, Hashem, for making dry land upon the water. Ki maski, leima baruch from the tzadei gavra. When you take a step, say thank you, Hashem, who literally again prepares the steps of man. When you go ahead and you put on your shoes, say Baruch Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me everything. I will say it is quite dramatic. It is quite dramatic that putting on your shoes is considered everything. It's considered everything. So I will say, this is the Gemara talks about, because it is terribly humiliating to walk around without shoes. The Gemara says a person should sell every other article of clothing he has in order to be able to purchase. Also, I'll tell you, my grandmother, Zichron Livracha, she was on a death march, and she spoke, I don't know, she always focused on this yisod. She said, you know, during the war, if you had shoes, you could survive. She said, you could survive with rags. You could survive through the harshest winter. You found a way to survive. But without shoes, there was no life. No shoes was a death sentence. It was clear when it survived. So she always said this bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. She said the most moving bracha for her, out of all of tefillah, was this bracha of Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. That a person has a pair of shoes to put on in the morning, is able to navigate and trot upon the earth with confidence. That's the greatest bracha. Ki asra himenei, when a person goes in and puts on their belt, lema baruch ozer yisrael b'gvura. The person should say the bracha of girds yisrael with strength. Ki paris sudra, when you put on your cloak, ki paris sudra al reshei, when you cover your head. So we'll say, so this is with a cloak, but again, the Gemara points, Rashi points out also, lav dafka, just a cloak, any head covering, baruch ozer yisrael b'gvura. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. So he who literally crowns Klal Yisrael b'sifara, ki misatef b'tzitzis, when you put on your tzitzis, lema baruch asher gisham misasav b'tzivano lisatef b'tzitzis. Ultimate, right? Bracha of lisatef b'tzitzis. Ki manach tefillin, when you put on tefillin, adre, on your arm, lema baruch asher gisham misasav b'tzivano laniach tefillin. Areshe, when you put your tshal rosh on, Baruch Asher K'tosham Sosav Tzivano Amitzvas Tfilin. Alright, so I'll have to stop over here. I will just give you an interesting Marim Makom. There is an interesting discussion about Tfilin. You'll take a look at this Tosis over here about the fact that the Gemara is saying you make a bracha on the Tfilin Shal Yad and a Tfilin Shal Rosh, a little bit different than the Gemara Maseches Menachos that says all you do is a bracha on a Tfilin Shal Yad. But Emir Tashem will Ketir Abosei with these morning brachas, Emir Tashem tomorrow. Shkoyah.